Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
And welcome back to another episode of Behind the Anvil. I said it right again. This time, yes. I'm your host, Mike Peterson, also known as Michael. Whatever you want to call me, just not late for dinner, because that's just rude. On tonight's episode, well, I should say on this episode, we have Cheyenne Brown of CB Boneworks on here today as she drinks some Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper or RC Cola or Mug Root Beer.
Yeah, it's beer.
I just throw names out there. I just saw red color. So anyway, Cheyenne, go ahead and introduce yourself, and we'll just kind of jump into the thick of things.
My name is Cheyenne Brown. I was on Forged in Fire Season 9, Episode 5.
Gone Wild.
Yes. I'm a custom bone, skull, and antler carver. I am a blacksmith and weaponsmith, so not only do I do the knives, swords, axes, and everything, I do the artistic values of roses and kind of bring mix all of them into one.
Awesome. So we're going to kind of jump in here. We do have a little, we are a little bit more prepared this time, this folks. I am got a few questions we're going to squeeze in here and there and there, here and there. So what got you kind of, and I know you've said this on other interviews, but just kind of in a couple of minutes, just kind of get us, how did you get into it? Why did you get into it? And why are you still pursuing it?
So I started, I actually kind of got thrown to the wolves a little bit. I went to a LARP group that it was kind of a birthday party for one of them. We had a mutual friend, and that's where I met Dustin Rhodes. And he had actually a yard sale at his house, and we stopped by it and I asked him kind of about what he did. He showed me and taught me how to do it. It was my first blade. It was a copper blade with a cougar bone for the handle and a leather holster. It was awesome.
Got to watch out for those cougars. Especially 40. Ba-dum-tsh.
But I actually got interested. Dustin had a hammer-in at his shop, and I was doing bone, skull, and antler carving at that point. And while Brian Rollenholt, you were there, Josh Nicolai. Oh gosh, there was
Brian. Yep.
Spicy
Thompson,
Mike.
Spicy Mike, me, Brian.
I think that was it of the Forged of Fire.
Nicholas, Josh Nicolaitis showed up.
Yeah,
I think there's a few of us there.
Brian pretty much told Dustin that if he didn't start teaching me how to forge, that he was going to. And he started showing me. And, well, when I first started, it was one of those that people did not believe that I could do it. They thought, well, she'll try it for a little bit and she won't be able to physically withstand it or be able to actually put yourself towards it.
What would make you think that people would say that, just out of curiosity?
So it is a male-dominated profession. Mm-hmm. One of those, I am 5'3 and 3/4. I weigh 103 pounds.
On a good day?
On a good day. And I sling hammers now, just like everyone else. On average, I use a 3.5-pound sledgehammer as my daily use. To me, it's not about the actual, yes, I have to do it every once in a while a different way, but yeah, certain people may be stronger, but I find ways to be able to utilize my my resources to be able to still do that.
I
But a
forgot to
lot of
stop
people
there.
thought
I
if I'm
forgot
a
to start
little
the egg
woman,
timer. Of
I
course,
wouldn't
I
be
forgot to start that, but that all right. I can watch
able
the computer timer here too. So, yeah, it's been a good weekend. We took off last night and went to up to Maple Grove campground for overnight. Hurried, set things up, cooked dinner, got dinner about the time the sun went down. Listened to the crickets while eating food under a candlelight.
Ooh.
Right? Couldn't have a
That
fun.
sounds like heaven.
We can't have campfires out here right now because we are popcorn dry fart dry. So
Oh.
sparks, just yeah. We're waiting for the rains to come, so Lord willing, we'll get them. So blacksmithing. What made you decide versus more bladesmithing? What got you more into the blacksmithing than?
So
Because we know
I've
you can
always
make.
been fascinated by art. To me, just a single piece of steel. You could honestly go into the forge. You can be angry as heck. You can be just full of hate, everything. You go into the shop, you grab a little piece of metal, which actually, even your punch right there, if it's not something you're using, you can forge it into something. But it's where you can have so
It's kind of
much
like the
anger in your
punchline. But on.
and you're able to forge it into something beautiful that someone thought was trash or worthless, and you're still able to move forward and just come out with something that's unique. It's a different type of medium.
So you kind of say you're saying you're more drawn to the blacksmithing and creating art that way, versus bladesmithing. I've noticed now you've kind of steered to more. Now you're making a henna material, which is great. I've got some I've tried and it's turned out really nice right there. For those who are watching on YouTube, I know those are listening on our platform of podcast. Sorry, you'll have to go to YouTube to check it out. Or to go to CB Boneworks on Facebook and check out a lot of her stuff there too.
Oh, yeah.
So what is some of the oh my hell. What are some of the things you like most about blacksmithing, and what's one of the best things you made so far?
So I kind of mixed it. One of my favorite items right now is actually over in that cabinet. It's a mix of the artistic values of the handle stabilization, and it's actually a Saxe that has excavated Viking relic blade. It has meteorite, 1095 powder, and fossil Damascus in it, with 1 ounce of sil pure silver for the bolster. The handle is actually stabilized mammoth rib bone that has gnaw marks in it from where an animal killed and ate it. And then the bolster has a 6.25 carat emerald cabochon actually embedded into the butt cap.
Very nice, very nice. So yeah, I say so you're probably just kind of combination of a little bit of blacksmithing and
Yes.
bladesmithing.
At
Are you
anyone,
producing?
there's so many of us that are blacksmiths, or there's so many of us that are weaponsmiths nowadays, especially because of the show. There's either the major fans or the people who want to actually go on the show. And you have to find a way to make yourself unique. You have to find your own path.
Find
So
that
if you're able to
little
make
tweak,
yourself
it's kind
stand
of,
out,
yep, make it find that little tweak that makes you stand up a little bit.
absolutely, find your spark.
We were talking, chatting once here a while back. Can you share some? You were talking about self-doubt and everything. Can you share something about self-doubt that stopped you and what helped you push through?
So I actually, whenever I first started getting into forging, I was married. I got out of a really rough situation. My ex-husband actually told me that I was nothing, that it wouldn't go into anything. I've had other people growing up do the same exact thing, and you have that internal doubt the entire time that you're not going to do good, that it's just you're wasting your time. And you need to focus that you're able and realize you are able to prove them wrong. You need to break the cycle and be able to move forward on everything. If you think, well, I don't know if I can do this, think, okay, if I do this, I'm proving them wrong. You're not
So,
only proving them wrong, but yourself by forging forward.
so you had all this negativity, sounds like around you, not only growing up, childhood, in a former marriage, a very bad marriage. What finally got you that, I mean, A lot of people have described that kind of like as a dark place, and where you feel all this just piled upon you, and the light begins to dimmer and dimmer. So, what sparked your the flame to get you to keep going? The grass under the little bit of flame that was left there to burst back out in flames.
So it was actually my kids. So I actually applied for the show at my previous marriage. He informed me I was not good enough or anything. I actually applied to the show as a joke because I was told not to. I got accepted on, and when I got back, seeing the joy in my kids' eyes and everything, and they're just going, "That was my mom." It's one of those that if I stop moving forward and everything, I'm not only failing myself, I'm failing them. Because they see how things are going. They're seeing how life has improved so much. They're happier. Actually, my boy's 4 now. My daughter has two. Both my kids are special needs, and they find so much fun and solace into being able to do the same exact thing that I do.
Be creative with their hands, focus forward.
Absolutely.
And that's what I found on the forge. And some of the, especially on days that, we and you've talked about things. I've got some stuff going on, personal stuff right now. We won't touch that because of legal issues going on. And I find my days is like, some days is like, I'd rather just sit on the couch and veg out, and just disappear into a good Star Trek show,
Yeah.
Spock. Oh, live long,
But then you
prosper.
think, if I lose that momentum, then how much am I actually losing in the long run?
Yes. And I get myself out there. It's like, you get those days, the ADHD day, you're sitting there, you want to do stuff, your brain's, but they're screaming, your body's like, no. But once you're able to push yourself through that, and get out in the
Yes.
shop and focus on the stuff, and everything just kind of floats away. I found myself not putting on music anymore and just listening to the science and the machinery a little bit.
Yeah.
So, in the, like we're saying, and I guess self-doubt kind of brings up like mental health issues. We've all talked about it. Spicy
A
might
lot of
be.
us have PTSD,
Yes.
and we actually find if we keep our minds and our hands busy all in one go, it's actually able to help.
Yes. So you say your mom or two, I'm assuming they're in school and everything else, but trying to be in the shop. I know your kids and everything else. So for the sake of interview and stuff, I know what's going on, but kind of show us is how you balance that life of being mom, keeping the kids going on their adject and focus on work. I mean, I know you're involved in the kids a lot and stuff, but they still have
Oh,
their schoolwork and, day-to-day
so
life. How do you balance that out?
you have to manage your time. If you find yourself kind of backtracking and everything, make sure you set a schedule. Even if it's, well, I don't really feel like doing this, if you have that schedule, okay, the kids, you drop them off, you have this amount of time beforehand, how much work can you get done in that matter of time? You're able to work around certain things. And honestly, time management is one of the biggest factors. And until you're actually able to set into that routine, set yourself timers. Even if it's, hey, I'm going to work this amount of time, set yourself even a little timer
So
to be able to even take a break.
you're saying that,
Pace
to be on
yourself.
time didn't, and you said your kids are special needs, and that's one of the biggest things about with, different levels of special needs or different levels of that spectrum. I know such like that, and that being on that schedule helps them too. And
Absolutely.
so to dive in a little bit of that. How does that help them and working and
So
your schedule and everything else for them?
one of the perks is with the autism, I actually have it as well. So I'm able to see, okay, this is how they feel during these. The transitions are where you work together. There's going to be headbutting and everything. But if you have a routine, it makes it flow so much better, especially if you are or you have someone close to you that is neurodivergent.
So you say and I've seen it, I've watched it myself, but for the sake of interviewing, working with your kids and special needs, I've had a few people approach me that's had special need kids and everything else, and I haven't done a lot of work with special needs, only maybe a higher functioning, they do a little bit more, but I've had some more. So what would kind of advice for me or anybody else out there that's got special needs kids that they are see the show and they're fascinated, but they're kind of concerned on, God, do I really let my kid do that? I mean, how do the parents judge that that's okay to do for kids at certain levels?
So my son, he is high functioning. My daughter, she is 8 years old, but she is mentally and emotionally, she is the age of three. So it is best to teach them safety and everything. It's best to kind of get them normalized around it and have them pre-planned. If you are planning on going to a Forge a Memory or anything like that, talk to them about it beforehand. Show them pictures. Say, hey, this is something we're going to go do. This is what we wear. We have to have closed-toed shoes. Make sure we're covered. Eye safety. And especially if you're going to do it, bring some headphones, noise-canceling headphones, or even the ones for, that you take out on a range. Those work amazing for it.
Yeah, because sometimes that anvil gets kind of a high pitch, and that's why we wrap chains around
Yep.
them. Even though we have the chains around them, that
They
doesn't
can
quite
still
take.
make a loud ring, and
Yeah.
especially the lights, the sounds, and everything, it can be very, very overstimulating.
And power hammers. With power hammers,
Yep.
exactly.
Because it's not just the sound, you also feel it through the floor and even through yourself.
So you've lately you've taken up the craft of stabilization, wood and bone and such like that. Dive into that real quick for us for a minute.
So our actually one of our co-contestants for Forged in Fire, James Davis, he is no longer doing
Shout
handling
out James Davis in the room.
material. Well, he I would always get my handle material from him because it was so beautiful. Well, I kind of started to I've been fascinated with what he did, but it was more I was going through withdrawals of the ha pretty handle material. And I started looking, barely anyone's been doing it now in our circle. And it was one of those, okay, if we don't have that, we can't continue using it. So I kind of started dabbling. I got one of our close friends, Ted Koontz, he does it without the dice in it, just mainly just stabilizing.
Does a natural one.
Yeah, which is his work is
Well,
beautiful as well.
he'll probably stabilize it with a clearing, but not adding any dies.
Yeah.
Stabilization is basically put it in a cactus juice. You can add dies to it and such like that for those who are wondering.
The cactus juice resin, how the stabilization works is when put under pressure or a vacuum pressure, it impregnates the wood on a microscopic level. It goes into every
That's what she
grain
said. But
you're ornery. But
Henri,
especially
I'm not. I'm happy. So.
one of my favorites that I just recently did, I call it spaghetti noodles because it's actually root burl.
Nice. Matter of
And it's
fact.
got all the spaghetti.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Any noodles.
I'm going to send this out to you and have you stabilize this. Probably do just a clear.
As again, say currently, I at the moment, because I'm going to have to order again, I am sending actually 30 different, there's going to be three different dye colors, but 30 handle scales of curly maple to Robbie Bowman's shop, which is
Nice.
in Iron Mountain Metalcraft.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Yes. And actually, I'm sending out those, I believe, tomorrow, which actually is that entire tub right there. It's
Nice.
all blues, greens, and then I have kind of a wine stained purple that I do. which we call it my trash bucket.
Nice. So what I got here is a piece of decking from the USS Iowa battleship. So they sell that there to kind of help supply and keep maintain the museum and everything else. So we bought some of that. I'm going to send that out and help you stabilize that, and I'll let you take a couple little sections off that. So yeah, so I'll get that, and I got some other
Think
hair
we can work
material
something out on that.
too. So tell me, what do you like about the stabilization and so far? I mean, it's something new. I mean, I know you got a couple of wood smokers now, or smokers, I guess it's
So
wood smokers
I
now.
did learn my lesson. I no
Uh-oh.
longer use the toaster oven inside. And
Okay.
definitely wrap them in aluminum foil before putting them in your electric smoker. I don't actually smoke the wood. I use the heating element in there
Mean, how do you
to
light? I mean, how do you keep a block of light, block of wood lit?
Well, I learned my lesson because I almost caught our shop on fire.
Nice.
I walked in there. You get that funny feeling. And you
Yeah.
need to go check on something. Well, I stepped in there and there was smoke billowing out of our toaster oven. And when I opened it up, there was no smoke on the inside where the wood was. It was actually smoking and burning from the actual internal computer area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I found out it actually produces soot. So if anyone watching is interested in doing that, make sure you do not use any heating element that you're going to be making food in.
Yes, you definitely don't want to do that. This is outside in the air. Do not you?
So I highly recommend splurge or even check on your marketplace or something. Anyone's all the time getting rid of electric smokers. Get you one of those and do that.
There you go. So just kind of get along with the chit chat here instead of a few questions. We'll wrap it up with a couple other things. So tell us what's going on, what's coming up, what you want to do, any press project or anything else you want to talk about. Life, general, fishing. I know you guys have been mushrooming. I've been rubbing it in my face
Well,
like rude.
we've been trying to go squirrel hunting, but it was so warm out and there's
Ooh,
still so much
squirrel.
coverage. I do hunting and foraging. Kind of try to do it at the same time because if you're not able to get your meat, you're still able to go find something edible or even possibly medicinal that you're able to feed your family with.
Nice. Now I hear you guys been getting a lot of rain back there, so you guys are getting a lot of mushrooms. We ain't so
Oh yeah.
much. We just had a mountain range burn about 71,000 acres this summer. Yeah, lack of logging, bad management by the yeah
Oh.
government. Excuse me. Anyway, back on tack.
When is that new?
You're right. So squirrel hunting, huh? Do you do your what do you use for squirrel hunting? What do you, I mean, you hunting yourself, shooting yourself, black powder, 22 shotgun?
I've been using I have a short length of pole that I can actually utilize. So here recently I've been using a 20 gauge,
Nice.
but I did find it's a 12 gauge that has an adjustable buttstock that once you unscrew it, you're able to pull out the discs and it drops down and it folds up
Nice.
to tossing your hiking backpack or anything. It's a single shot though,
Hey,
so
that's
you
all you
kind of have
really need,
to play
really.
around.
I mean, that's really all you need.
Right.
That's something I've been
So,
wanting to do is get. I mean, we got squirrels out here, but we ain't got. I mean, we got pine squirrels in the high country. They're just little tiny physique little things. There ain't much there to eat.
corn fed.
Yeah, corn fed. And
So,
you guys get acorns. We don't get acorns. I mean, we get acorns probably the size of my thumb, but I've seen acorns out
acorns,
there.
walnuts.
Yep.
So we actually, well, that's one thing I learned going to Boone, North Carolina when we visited Turtle Island, which we will be doing next month, is going there with Robbie Bowman to teach a knife forging class, which is September 5th and 6th. Yes. And,
You forgot our notes
sorry,
as well,
6th
folks.
and
Actually, I did make notes. Ha ha.
7th. And we are going to
Right on
be
set.
going there next month, and we're going to be
Nice.
having fun with that.
And you said Turtle Island Preserve, correct?
Yes, it's with Eustace Conway off of Mountain Men.
Awesome. If you guys haven't seen that, check out Mountain Man and Turtle Island. Lots of cool stuff there. I hope to venture that way someday soon. I got
He
told
is
once
just
I have
a
an
lot
invitation.
nicer
I
in person.
just, you just, you know, that's 4 hour, about a half a day plane ride out that way. So.
It's a 10 to 12 hour drive for us one way without stopping.
Oh, that's easy. It'd be like 3 days for me.
I was gonna say it's a decent jog for
It,
you.
yeah, it's 10. It, well, from here to my house, to you, out to Dustin's there at the shop, there is about that day. About 23-hour drive. So,
Gonna say I
2 day
thought
drive.
it was a decent, it was almost a full day of actual. Yeah.
So, what else do you want to share with us, real quick? Any thoughts? I mean, just whatever, you know, your favorite recipe for peanut butter and jelly ham. Sam.
Peanut butter
Yeah.
and jelly ham.
Sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong, if you add pancakes and waffles to it, might not be a bad idea.
Hey, oh, how about this? Pancakes, sausage, peanut butter, and jelly.
So for dinner tonight, I'm actually making breakfast hash, which is kind of funny that you're
Ooh.
mentioning that. It's got breakfast sausage, it's got the hash brown cubes and eggs, and possibly making the kids bacon and waffles as well.
Somebody say waffles? Donkey, waffles.
Oh
I'm
yeah.
gonna make waffles. So you know what's kind of cool though? We've mean to, I found this mushroom book here about local mushrooms and everything else. But unfortunately, because of the lack of rains, we haven't had any chance to find any decent mushrooms at all.
So Dustin actually thought that, well, how he was mushroom hunting was just the morels, and we were able to work together, and I showed him there's chanterelles, there's deer mushroom. My son actually found a 20-pound chicken of the woods.
Yeah, I should have asked you to have send some of that up. I wanted to try those. I don't think we have those out here. I think we do, but I got to look.
If we find some more,
Yeah,
I'll have to do that.
if you can send me out some, so that'd be. I want to try
Oh
some of
yeah,
them. I hear they're really good.
they taste just like chicken.
But all right. Well, so what else is going on? I mean, anything new? Anything special?
Well, we're about to do our Labor Day celebration right here on Main Street in St. Elmo. Actually, a week after that is when we're going to Turtle Island. And
Nice.
then the month after that, we're actually going to be in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which I believe this the 16th and 17th of October.
Nice.
And
And one of these days when I get, hopefully, I've been trying to get out there. I haven't been to the Labor Day weekend deal out there in St. Malmo, Illinois. Was there the first year, good Lord. It's been a long day, and all we've done around is sit around and watch TV and hang out. So, since we got home, it's been a couple of years since I've done that. I hope to get in the next year or two, get things built back up. You know, we had to do a reset, had to get one of those dreaded day jobs. I mean, it's good work, but hey, you know, got to do what you got to do to pay the bills. You know, nobody wants to see this
absolutely.
on a pole or on OnlyFans.
And then she
So.
okay.
But
Don't for blacksmiths, it's only anvils.
true, only anvils. That's true. Well, here it's behind the anvil, so there we go. But so just real quick, what advice would you give somebody entering this, you know, blacksmithing, bladesmithing? You know, like you said, it is predominant male-dominated area, but there is some great bladesmiths and blacksmiths out there.
Absolutely.
There's a couple master smiths out there now.
Yes. So, what I would recommend is don't go into it thinking you know everything, because even the
Oh, wait,
master
wait a second. I thought you
and
said women
everything else.
do. I thought women knew everything, right?
Well,
Are
it's
you
one of
all
those.
that breaking news, people? No, oh,
Even
sorry.
the masters can learn something new.
Right?
Be humble, do your research. Because even with you working with something, actually, it's one of my happy moments is when we get a new steel in that we're trying to learn about. Oh gosh, we had a new steel come in and it looked like stainless steel. But when I was searching up the different chemical compositions of it, found out it was actually a nickel copper alloy, but looks like stainless.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It. Dustin, what was that called? The nickel alloy.
Monel.
Monel.
Well, now, huh? Oh,
Yes.
so there's our 10-minute alarm there. So, So let's kind of get this wrapped up. So take the next 5 minutes and just share some general thoughts that you want to pass on or whatever. Like I said, it could be a recipe or lightsmithing or whatever. I mean, just some words of wisdom for the next 5 minutes.
Words of wisdom, honestly, it's have fun with it. It's not always a serious thing. We have definitely a picture on the wall over here from Dustin's Hammerin that definitely was not serious at all.
Are we ever serious? I mean, have you just seen some of the videos back in 2020? They're still out there. Just
Those
so.
are that's from that picture.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That picture
Yes.
with a giant form of penis.
Hey, penis tongs, as Brian would say, crucible
But it's one of
tongs.
those, don't take yourself too seriously and always learn across the way. It's one of those that if you see a blacksmith forging, especially demos and everything, and they have people coming up, go talk to them. Ask them if they have some advice or ask them if you, or even stand back and watch them for a few minutes. You can actually see their techniques are a lot different than our own. And it's one of those that whoever you learn from, you will always have a trace of their design into your own knives. And we've actually learned that through who Dustin has taught, who I have taught, because my one of my apprentices, I have two of them. One of mine sadly passed away last year. The oldest, his name is Junior. And you can actually see certain things that he does that he learned from me through my blades. And it's one of those you can always see where you came from and don't forget where you came from.
True. So I've seen that you've been putting a lot more on YouTube. I know you and Dustin says you guys been hitting a lot more, doing more there. Tell me how that's been working. How's that beneficial to what you guys are doing and trying to capture?
So it's we're able to educate and kind of entertain a lot more people now. We actually just recently got monetized on there.
Nice.
And
Whoop whoop.
we're it's one of those that first reality for me is through our videos, Dustin taught me that certain genders get more viewers
True,
and it's
especially. I mean, it's gonna say. Let's face it. You look a little bit more easier on the eyes than Dustin here. I mean,
Right.
so.
And it's one of those that we're happy for. We enjoy what we do and we enjoy sharing what we do. That way, we may be able to ignite that spark in someone that they didn't know where their calling was.
Nice.
And it's one of those that you always move forward and don't stop. Even on the cloudy days, don't stop.
Yep. Don't let the darkness in. Let that light that fires the forge and let it glow. Reignite that anvil. Chase those demons away. Hey, that kind of rhymed. So real quick, put a shout out. Where can they find all your media, your supply, your handle material? Where can they find you? Where can they get a hold of you? Where can they purchase?
So I'm predominantly on Facebook. You can check us out at Axon Main slash Forge Memory or CB's Boneworks.
CB Boneworks. Sounds kind of
Yes.
interesting and colorful.
It
And how about on YouTube?
very colorful.
Yes. She likes her wood. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yes,
Anyway,
I do
moving
like my
on.
wood. Thank you.
Sure. What's that?
It's like, yes, I do like my wood. Thank you.
Yep. I was going to say your colorful woods, but yeah. Stain, stabilize, burls, etc. People, get your mind out of the gutter here. So yeah, that sounds pretty good. Well, thanks. What else? I'm trying to think. I know I had something else here to wrap up here with. Oh yeah, your YouTube channel. What is your YouTube channel?
Our YouTube channel is at Dustin Rhodes 5241.
5 2 5 yeah,
Five,
see,
four, two, one.
5 4 2 1. All right. Well, yeah, we got a couple more minutes here we can squeeze in here, so. What is the weirdest, real quick, what is the weirdest material you've got to work with so far, from steel to handle material?
So handle material, I actually one of the unorthodox ones I am doing, I'm actually kind of recording on what I'm doing with it. I have cactus that I have. It's dried. It's the cactus skeleton.
Yes.
It is currently actually in my smoker outside. I'll have to send you pictures once
She's
it's
smoking
done.
it. Is it hickory smoke or is it cherry? Ba-dum-tsh.
Bacon.
Ah, bacon. Can't go wrong with bacon.
But I had to find a way to cut it because found out in my bandsaw it wouldn't fit. I went to try to use my hacksaw and my jigsaw, big nose. So I just grabbed a hold of my Cast Siberia Yadagon, and I learned my lesson. I accidentally had them on the anvil right here, which is right
And guess
there.
what? She's behind the anvil, folks.
And I dinged up my edge, so I took it in there to our Axon main area and batoned it and was able to break it apart into handle scale. So I'm doing an inception. So it's cactus and cactus juice.
Kind of cacti.
Oh yeah.
So,
So
all
we're
right,
gonna see
girl.
how
Well,
that goes.
we're gonna walk out of here. So. Then again, Cheyenne Brown of CB Boneworks, Axes on Main, Forge of Memory, and St. Elmo, Illinois. Go by and check them out. Check them out on website. Check them out on YouTube. Thanks again for timing out, hanging with us. And I'm going to kind of stop this and just hang with us a little bit. Hey, as we say here in the shop, folks, stay sharp, America.